everyone, and welcome to the 100 Day Assembly, where we are 100 days smarter.
It sounds like a school day, but you're actually listening to a play about a school day, and what sounds like a normal assembly is about to take a turn.
Fourth question, in the state of Arizona, how many hours per day are English language learners taken out of classrooms with their peers?
Four.
Yeah!
Amidst the cheering, the audience learns more data points about juvenile arrests of students with disabilities, about harassment of transgender students in public bathrooms, not your typical school assembly content. Phoenix's Rising Youth Theater created the play, The 100th Day, along with the ACLU of Arizona's Demand to Learn campaign to highlight discrimination in Arizona's education system, telling stories that some of the student actors themselves have experienced firsthand. I spoke with the theater's co-artistic director, Xanthia Walker, and Ty Muhammad, a current student and actor, and I asked Ty how closely she identified with the play's themes.
Very close. I graduated from a charter high school, and I've been going to charter high schools my whole life. I'm a person of color myself, and I have a lot of friends who are English language learners. So hearing all the different stories and stuff, it really resonated with me.
Xanthia, what are you hearing from some of the students who are in this play, in addition to Ty, about what their experiences have been and maybe why, you know, this play might be significant to them?
Well, we've been engaged in a process for a little more than 10 months now, where we've been working with students and teachers and parents and organizers learning about exclusionary practices in education. So learning about the ways in which students experience push out or experience an unwelcome school environment. So it's tricky to hear all of those stories. And then also to put that right next to the fact that nobody wants to fail students. So we've been hearing some really difficult stories that are hard to hear and hard to think about, but are very real and happen to not just one student, but a lot of students in our community. And then putting that next to adults that really want to do right by those students. And so that's kind of something we've been exploring in the show, is how to balance those ideas and how to center young people's stories and experiences in identifying the problems and also offering an imagination of what some solutions could be.
Well, I wonder how important that second part is, because I would imagine that when you have students who have been wronged in some way, it would be really easy for them to get up and tell their story and, you know, people would feel bad about it and that might be the end of it. But it sounds like you're really trying to look at, okay, this happened, and it's terrible, but it happened, it's in the past, we can't change it. How are we going to make things better?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of power in people getting to share their story and have it be received as truth and as something that's valuable and as a valuable lesson to learn about how to do better. And so we're really hoping that this play launches meaningful conversation and action.
Ty, what have the conversations been like among your fellow actors, both the students and some of the grown-ups who are on set, about what your experiences have been and maybe how you can try to make some changes?
Well, it's been eye-opening because I've been working with these people for maybe years, or maybe I just met them for the first time, but it's interesting to hear what their stories actually are, because you know somebody, but you don't actually know maybe what happened to them yesterday or what happened to them 15 years ago for some of the adult actors. We talk a lot about the stories, obviously, because the whole play is about stories. And while we're speaking, we try to think about that it's not, like, say, a certain teacher that affected someone, that it's the whole system, and that it's something that might not be able to be changed tomorrow, but hopefully with, like, this play and the Demand to Learn campaign, we can strive to do better.
Xanthia, one of the scenes in the play is one of the administrators of the school sort of has a school assembly where, you know, they get up and start talking about basically all these terrible things that happen to students of color and LGBT students and, you know, basically marginalized students in schools. It seems like that's just kind of like hitting the audience over the head with, okay, this is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know those statistics. And there are so many statistics that the Demand to Learn campaign has been collecting really carefully over the last year around the ways in which students are pushed out or experience discrimination, and then how that feeds pretty directly into incarceration. And so that's the school to prison pipeline. And it felt really important to us as an ensemble when we were crafting this play is to find a way to get those statistics out on the table in the first part of the show so that then we could move on to hearing people's stories and how they experience those statistics personally.
Do you know why we asked you to stay after class today?
No.
You're in violation of the dress code.
Wait.
But Ms. White. What about the dress code?
It's your braids.
How is she in violation of the dress code with the braids?
It specifically says in our handbook that braids are not allowed. It's a distraction to the learning environment.
How is it a distraction?
Why do you think that a theatrical performance is maybe the best venue to talk about this really serious topic?
Well, theater is a place where people can see each other and hear each other in different ways. And our work is really focused on igniting dialogue. So we have all these spaces into the show that are built in where the audience gets to talk to each other about what they're seeing and how it's impacting them. And then we get to have a solutions conversation at the end of the show. But I feel like theater opens up a space where you can see differently and you can hear and understand differently. And so it's a learning experience. And it's also an experience of, I guess I would call it resonation, where you get to feel someone's journey, to witness somebody's journey, and then also to be invited to think about how to do better.
Yeah, in addition to feeling and seeing the journeys of people, it's a lot of statistics. There's a lot. And if the Demand to Learn campaign simply just put out like a paper of these are the statistics, even like I know for myself, I probably would be like, oh, yeah, that's a thing. But seeing it in like a play format, it's more, you get it firsthand and then you start to see the stories behind it so that you know that the statistics aren't just things they pulled out of the air, you know?
The school system and education has been so in the news over the past several months, be it questions about funding or questions about school safety and gun violence and school resource officers. I'm wondering, Xanthia, how you see this play fitting into sort of the general broad conversation about education that we're having right now.
I think it's definitely a part of that larger conversation. And all of those different pieces, so thinking about putting more school resource officers into a school, when that the research that I've come across shows that that actually makes students feel less safe. Thinking about how we compensate our educators, our teachers, who are in the classrooms every day working so hard. And then thinking about how our students are able to access or not access education. Those things are all connected. And it connects to a larger systemic issue around how we value financially, how we value in terms of policy, education, and actually making sure that everyone has access to a fair and equitable education system. So I think all those things are very connected.
All right. Xanthia, Ty, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The play is called The 100th Day. It runs tonight through Sunday at the Phoenix Coding Academy.